The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Rozzy.
Yes, Rob.
How's your budgeting?
Horrible.
Is it?
Ek sê dit altyd vir jou, ek is brak.
Would you like to be the Minister of Finance?
For how long?
Because it seems we haven't got a budget as a country either.
Will I get paid for it?
It's wild news, actually. It is the first time ever that the budget speech, which should have been at 3 o'clock this afternoon, if you missed the news somehow today, it was cancelled. The whole thing has been put out indefinitely. They're saying we might get a budget somewhere in March.
Where does that leave us as a country?
Well, I mean, we're just ordering takeout at the moment when we've got food at home.
Budgetless.
Budget out the window. Avocado toast every day for the whole country.
Oh, my word.
Because there was discussion saying that the argument was an apparent 2% hike in VAT from 15 up to 17%. That was what a certain party wanted. And the other half of the government of national unity came back and said, not the chum.
Yes.
And so they had a 12 o'clock today emergency in Daba with the president, and everyone sat down and they tried to thrash it out before 3 p.m. It feels like 12 o'clock is too late to be having this conversation before 3.
I was about to say, surely, hier is iets wat voor die tyd moes bespreek word, dat die begroting uitgestuur sou word, almal kon dit onder oog kry, en almal kon sê, nee. Gister.
I mean, we planned for this. Lots of people have travelled to Cape Town. Everything got set up. The news media is there. Everyone's ready to go. It's very embarrassing to cancel your budget.
Hectic.
So it's going to wait to see. I mean, that was obviously the sticking point, is the 2% increase in the VAT.
Yeah.
But what all the other things were that were going to be announced. We're supposed to hear about things like the National Health Insurance Fund and how that's going to be funded, and geld vir dit and geld vir dat.
Syntax, fuel levy, all that good, but ons as gewone Suid-Afrikaners affekteer.
Yeah. So do you want to have some fun this afternoon, considering we don't have an actual budget to talk about?
Yes,
which was
please.
The plan for this half hour of the show, was to let you know how this would affect your life today. But we can't tell you that. So should we do a little would you rather? I've got a couple of questions I want to ask.
Kom ons doen het.
Okay. Coming up after the traffic, I've got a couple of questions I want to put to Roz and see what the budgetless Roseanne McKenzie would do for the country.
Make it a start like
Roseanne McKenzie, your first question. Would you give us a 2% VAT increase?
No. Not unless the money was coming straight to me as the Minister of Finance. Then I would maybe say yes, but I will say no.
Is there anything you would tax more if you were the Minister of Finance?
People's trips overseas!
Roz is so nah to seeing people on Instagram living their best life in foreign countries.
Not only that, but flying first class. You're basically in one of those overseas air carriers in something that looks like a small flat in Cape Town. That is what you are flying your 12-hour flight between Cape Town and London. Look at me. Yes, I am Nar.
If you got
who affords that?
A first-class plane ticket to go somewhere beautiful, you must pay more tax.
Yes, I call it fun tax.
If you could increase the budget for one, Rosie, are you increasing it for potholes or for pipes?
In solidarity with my mate, my colleague, my friend, Rob Forbes.
The dirty and smelly.
I am saying more pipes, improve the water infrastructure, let's go.
Yeah, look, it's a real concern that
it is.
It really is. Would you spend any money? Real talk question for a second. Would you spend any money making the country pretty for the G20 at the end of the year?
No. Because die mense van oorsee, hulle moet sien hoe ons leef.
Ek stem saam.
They must see 100%. We're not going to put on fakeness. There's not an Instagram filter that you can just put over our whole country. Ek stel nie belang nie.
What would you cut?
Blue Light Brigade.
My brew, thank you. You and I. You will drive yourself in your tiny 1 liter car. That is what you will do, Minister.
Exactly.
No chance. Also, to be quite honest with you, just put Parliament in Pretoria. Just put it there. The Union buildings are there. All of the big department heads' buildings are there. Why are we doing this back and forth to Cape Town in two houses of nonsense?
I want
to
see.
We don't even need a Parliament. Whatever Parliament, you know, the building now, after they've done the revamp, turn it into an expensive hotel. Let the tourists pay pounds and dollars and euros. Lekker. Let Kaapstad say ding doon. And then we could just get a school hall rotating in Pretoria, and people can sit on the floor, cross legs, and listen to the president.
Yes. With a pit toilet.
Listen, until there are none, yeah.
With a pit toilet?
That's what you get until there are none in schools anywhere in this country.
Yep.
there's where I want to spend the money on Asib Belief. So, Enoch, from all of us, the 2%, no thanks. Pit latrines must go.